Finding Your Spiritual Path, Part 1. There are only two essential tasks in life. Firstly, find your spiritual path. And secondly, follow it. There is no orphan soul in this universe. Just as every drop of water in the world and its atmosphere comes from one source, the ocean, and has one ultimate destination, the ocean, so every soul has one source and one goal, imagined and invoked by various names such as God, Truth, Light, the Supreme or Infinite Immortal Consciousness. As there is a river to carry every drop to the sea, so is there a spiritual path ready prepared for you and for me. Our soul already knows our destined path and tries to persuade us toward it through silent signs and subtle hints. Our task is to heed this beckoning, find and embrace our path. The search for our spiritual path is our deepest yearning. The quest for truth, love, light and peace, for purpose and meaning, safety and belonging, wholeness and completion. Finding our spiritual path is not like enrolling in a course, joining a club, attending church, starting a family or getting a job. Our spiritual path is the means to discover our true self, the self who remains the same whatever course we study, whichever family we happen to belong to, whatever job we do, or sports or hobbies we enjoy, whichever beliefs we are clinging to at the moment. Our spiritual path does not stop when the full-time whistle blows, when we clock off work, receive our degree, finish our project, or close our eyes. Our spiritual path flows in, around, behind, below, above, and beyond every life activity, every relationship, every belief, thought, intention, and action, every happiness and sorrow, success and failure, beginning and ending, opening and closure. To be continued.